Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk, intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Well, good Saturday afternoon. Good to be back with you. What a week, Derek. What a week. You want to talk scandals, you've got it all. The Obama administration is not disappointing this term. And so we got a lot to cover today. I'm going to hit some of the stuff you have been hearing about, as well as some of the stuff that you haven't been hearing about. So what we do every week on The Drift is go through the current week's events and give you my opinion and hopefully get your opinions. 734-822-1600. Your opinion matters as much as, if not more than mine. So love to hear from you. Give us a holler, or you can email me, Gary@thedailydrift.com, with your comments, and I'll speak them on the air if you are too shy to do so yourself. So our sponsor this half hour is The Daily Drift. Now, The Daily Drift, I peruse the internet every day and get the stories that you need to know. And it takes a bit of time to go through that, so it saves you time by going to the www.thedailydrift.com. You'll see the stories that I put up there from you. I dredge the entire internet looking for the stories that you don't always find in the American media. And it's a great place if you want to advertise on The Drift, because we're getting a lot of hits at thedailydrift.com. And you can even get a free subscription and email delivered to your inbox every day, so you don't have to go anywhere. It comes right to you. Go to thedailydrift.com and just subscribe. It's that simple. Put in your email and you'll get it every day. But if you do want to advertise, you can call me, 734-629-6010, or you can call down here to the station and I'll hook you up with some advertising as well. So either way, or email me, Gary@thedailydrift.com. So the IRS scandal broke, well, it started to break last week, hit full on this week with the Ways and Means Committee blistering and grilling ousted IRS Chief Steve Miller and Russell George, the Treasury Inspector General for the Tax Administration. Now, some people, I actually have a friend, I was trying to get to come on the show today, but he couldn't. He might call in. And he was kind of thinking that this isn't really very scandalous, that there's really not a whole lot to it. And I totally disagree. And I'd like to hear your opinions. The IRS scares me. They always have. I think most Americans are scared. When you get an audit letter, it's like, oh, your heart sinks, you know, your mouth dries out. You're like, oh my gosh, here I go. You know, do I need to go get an attorney? Do I need to go get a tax guy? And that's why I don't do my own taxes. I haven't done my own taxes in years because, you know what, I'm not messing with it. If the IRS wants to play ball with me, they're going to have to play with my stand-in, because I'm not playing that game. I'm going to pay somebody who knows what the heck they're talking about, and we're going to go at it that way. But obviously, you know, this scandal, if you've been sleeping under a rock, here's the way it is. The IRS was targeting conservative groups and making them jump through extra hoops in order to get nonprofit status. Now, being a nonprofit, there is some bit of people who played games with it on both sides, right and left. And a few years back, the Democrats, leading up to the election, Senator Max Baucus, Chucky Schumer, Al Franken, et cetera, were kind of pushing, because they didn't like what the Tea Party was doing. The Tea Party was forming nonprofits and doing some advertising and whatnot and trying to do things, and they didn't like it. Now, the liberals do it as well. So is there abuse going on? Sure, there is some abuse. But what the IRS was doing was literally combing through records. They set their filters for words like Constitution, Patriot, Tea Party, even America's better ways to make America, better living in America. They're literally were scanning, and they targeted religious groups, Jewish groups, Catholic groups, and that's unconscionable. There should not be filters. There should not be, and we talk about prioritizing what needs to be done in our country. This is not something that needs to be done. Everybody should be treated fairly. So is this against the law? You betcha it's against the law because you're discriminating against me. Now, it's just as illegal to discriminate me against me because I'm African-American as it is to discriminate against me because I'm conservative. You can't make that call against me. It's ridiculous that they would do that. Well, one of the people that really stepped up to bat in this IRS Ways and Means Committee was Congressman Mike Kelly. And he actually got a standing ovation from the crowd. Now, we're going to listen to this because it's a little long. But you know what? If you hadn't heard this, I think you need to hear it because he hits the needle or the nail right on the head. Derek, let's run with track one.
If you think it's uncomfortable sitting over there, you ought to be a private individual when the IRS is across from you questioning. So I got to tell you, it's uncomfortable for everybody. But my question more specifically is, so how did Cincinnati get to where they are? How did they develop that strategy? And how did they know to go after these certain groups? How did they target those folks? That just... A couple rookies just showed up, didn't really know what they were doing.
So again, I would point to the TIGDA report on what happened.
No, I understand that. I understand that. But I'm hearing these are a couple. It's always these are low level people that push the wrong button. Now, when Cincinnati can't figure out who do they confer with, who's their counsel? When they're looking at these entities, tax exempt entities, come back here to D.C.
There's two possibilities.
Yes or no? Does it come back to D.C.?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So D.C. and Cincinnati, we're pretty well connected and understanding what's going on. So this doesn't come as a great shock to anybody. In fact, I would say it doesn't come as a shock. You know what it does for the American people? It really establishes what they feared so often. I have a grandson who's afraid to get out of bed at night because he thinks there's somebody out of the bed that's going to grab him. And I think most Americans feel that way about the IRS. I mean, you get a letter from you folks or a phone call, it's with terror that you look at it. And now this kind of reconfirms that, you know what? They can do almost anything they want to anybody they want, anytime they want. This is very chilling for the American people. Now, I know that where you're at, you're resigning, you're walking away from it. But this is not going to go away. This is a Pandora's box that has been opened, and I don't think we can get the lid back on it. And I don't believe that the White House just found out about this in a news report. The president happened to grab a TV shot or just read Mr. George's report and said, you know what, anybody heard about this before? I'm just getting a first look at this. Shouldn't somebody be responsible? And I'm thinking maybe the executive office, maybe Treasury falls in there. I'm not sure that we understand how that organizational chart works. But I am really concerned. Now, I got to tell you, where you're sitting, you should be outraged. But you're not. The American people should be outraged, and they are. And this committee... This has nothing to do with political parties. This has to do with highly targeted groups. This reconfirms everything that the American public believes. This is a huge blow to the faith and trust that the American people have in their government. Is there any limit to the scope of where you folks can go? Is there anything at all? Is there any way that we could ask you, is there any question that you shouldn't have asked? My goodness, how much money do you have in your wallet? Who do you get emails from? Whose sign do you put up in your front yard? This is a tax question. Now, you don't think that's intimidating? It's sure as hell intimidating. And I don't know that I got any answers from you today. And I don't know that what Mr. George has done is great work. But you know what? There's a heck of a lot more that has to come out in this. And anybody to sit here today and listen to what you have to say, I am more concerned today than I was before. And the fact that you all can do just about anything you want to anybody, you know, you can put anybody out of business that you want anytime you want. And I got to tell you, you talked about you're a horribly run organization. If you're on the other side of the fence, you're not given that excuse. And when the IRS comes into you, you're not allowed to be shoddy. You're not allowed to be run horribly. You're not allowed to make mistakes. You're not allowed to do one damn thing that doesn't come in compliance. If you do, you're held responsible right then. I just think the American people have seen what's going on right now in their government. This is absolutely an overreach, and this is an outrage for all America. I yield back.
All right. Outrage? You betcha it's an outrage. And if you can watch any of that on the internet, go to YouTube, you'll get it. The look on that man's face is he doesn't care. He's a cold, calculating monster. Doesn't care. He's getting well paid. Steve Miller, ousted IRS chief. Now, Obama's saying, look, I fired him. We fired him. We're taking action. No, he didn't. He was retiring anyways. He planned on leaving next month. And this is how Obama takes care of things at the IRS? Oh, yeah, I'm firing. No, you didn't fire him. He resigned. He planned on resigning anyways. That's an outrage. And I'm angry. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to a good friend of mine, John Hargenreiter, who may have a different view on this. We'll talk to John when we come back. See you on the other side.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Great Lakes Anchor Academy is a proposed public school academy in the city of Ferndale. Its mission is to partner with families and the community to provide a disciplined educational program that focuses on science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Using maritime applications, the Great Lakes Anchor Academy will prepare your student to become a self-confident, resourceful contributor to America. The Great Lakes Anchor Academy offers a partnership with the Navy Lead Cadet Corps and the Navy Sea Cadets that provide real-life experience in maritime and underwater exploration and training in our unique Great Lakes ecosystem. Students will have the opportunity to participate with highly qualified staff aboard the research and training vessel Pride of Michigan. Professionally led missions are conducted throughout the Great Lakes. The Great Lakes Anchor Academy welcomes students of all backgrounds statewide entering grades 6 through 9 interested in an education that instills ethics and good citizenship, as well as a sense of respect and honor for self, family, school, community, and country. If the Great Lakes Anchor Academy program sounds right for your student, or if you would like to donate time, money, learn more, or just voice your support for this new school that will be the only one of its kind in the state of Michigan, call Amy Nybert at 248-630-5705. That's 248-630-5705. Or you can visit glanchor.org. Show your support for the Great Lakes Anchor Academy and its relentless pursuit of student excellence.
You've been listening to the Wham! Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
I'm Gary Wellings, chief editor of The Current. To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current newspaper is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown to 6 times its size since 2007 because we have a unique venue for local content, common sense opinion, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes for mere pennies apiece is the best way to do that, and your ad is also seen online for free. Call Sam Iaquinto at 734-323-0777. That's 734-323-0777. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
All right, so Scandal City, as far as I'm concerned. Now, we were talking about the IRS scandal to start with, and on the phone with me now, John Hargenreiter, libertarian extraordinaire. John, how are you today?
Well, I appreciate the libertarian extraordinaire. I'm doing pretty good.
Sorry you couldn't come in today. I know you wanted to, but you had other things to do, so I'm glad you did call in. Now, you and I exchange emails all week long sometimes, depending on what's breaking in the news. And I always like to tell people, John tweaks my melon because he comes at it from just a little different perspective. And this time I think we're way different. Maybe not. Let's hear what you have to say about the IRS scandal.
Well, I think if you wanted to assign it to any form of intelligence or collective, wrongdoing intentionally, it would ignore the fact that things like this that are so bizarre tend to be more based on just absolute comedy and ignorance. The people that drafted this are obviously so ill-informed and oddly illogical that it's hard to believe that something can be done intentionally that's so obscure.
Well, I'll give you. I mean, it does seem incredibly stupid, but I guess here's the thing: if someone were just ignorantly, blindly making stupid decisions, wouldn't they have? Because it's profiling, is what they did. It's against the rules and political correctness to profile Muslims, even though they're the ones that are doing most of the terrorist activities in the world.
And yet
here the IRS, and let's face it, Steve Miller said. This was not politically motivated. How can he say that when the words are that they were profiling for were Constitution, Tea Party, conservative words? I can't.
Yeah, I mean, obviously they chose some specific elements, and out of 3,000 applications, they decided to look closer into 75 different applications for tax-free status, and the majority of those ended up being. Small groups with less than $25,000 in revenue, or donations in a year. So,
that's what makes it stupid.
What effect does it have to go out and scrutinize the applications of 75, small activity groups? It's not like they were, trying to deny an application for the Democratic National Committee's 501c4. So it's just too bizarre to, never assign to intelligence that what can be assigned to just, comedy and ignorance.
Yeah.
And I think that's what you have. And so, the IRS, believe it or not, I mean, this is not tax policy or tax auditing. This is applications for tax-free status. Just like you put in an application for becoming a subchapter S corporation after you apply for a corporate tax ID, which I have done. And somehow the IRS has to develop reasonable guidelines because they can't go into detail in every single one. I think, and people understand that, the same thing happens with your audits. You put your numbers in and they look through it and they have certain screening factors. Like I've been audited because I had 3 kids in college at the same time. And that was over their threshold in terms of educational expenses. So that was flagged. The question that I have, and everyone has, is, okay, we understand you have to screen. Why did you choose those particular pronouns?
Right.
So what people are looking at is the choice of the screening element certainly was slanted in one direction. And when the IRS management found that out, they said, hey, stop this. This doesn't look right. And so we have to give credit at least for the people that recognized it. I think it's just such buffoonery. What it shows is that the IRS Oversight Board, which has 8 appointed members, is not doing its job in overseeing the IRS. And Congress and the administration need to work on that, obviously. Because it seems to me that the size of the organizations they looked at probably should have just been ignored. Look at the big guys. They're the ones that, the big donors, and then ask whether they should be tax-free and what their purpose is.
Right. Well, stupidity is a hallmark of the Obama administration anyway, in my book. I mean, they've done a lot of things that make absolutely no sense. And this is just one more to add to the thing. But this one scares people to death because it is the IRS, and they can make your life a living hell. I mean, it's amazing what they can do to your business, to your personal life, if you owe them money or they think you owe them money. Now, you're right. This is just the applications for nonprofit status. But you know what? I betcha the tip of the iceberg has just been scratched. I betcha there was auditing going on, too. I betcha there was extra scrutiny. I don't have any proof of that. I'm just betting.
But, that's a good point, though. I mean, obviously, the reason people want to look into it is they want to say, okay, we'd like to believe something about this element, but please prove that it doesn't go any farther. Because if idiocy can exist like this just in the screening process, and that shows that the commissioner of the IRS and the IRS Oversight Board could allow just about anything. But, like I said, those there has to be some level of filtering because they can't audit in detail every single element that goes through the IRS.
Right, right.
And
I'll agree, like it or not,
we've chosen the Treasury as a freestanding element called the IRS to oversee collection of our revenue because government does have to have revenue. So we all accept the fact that at some level there has to be some policing, but certainly that should be blind and unbiased.
Yeah. For me, the scandal part comes in, you know, was it, as Congressman Kelly said, was it just a couple of new guys who decided that they were going to do that? Did they get direction from their immediate superiors? Did it come from a director's level? Did it come from the White House? Those are the answers I want to know. That's, for me, where the scandal is, because how far up the chain of command did it go? Especially when Obama says he didn't know anything about it until this broke, and yet they knew about it last month, the Inspector General's report, and the IRS knew about it last year. And Shulman was, you know, last year and the year before saying, no, this isn't happening, when they darn well knew that it was. I mean, so they're covering up for somebody. You know what I mean? That's just, again, it's the hallmark of the Obama administration.
I think the IRS commissioner was covering up for himself.
It could be. And if that's the case, jail time, or at least maybe don't give him the pension that he's going to get. Yeah. I mean, he's going to retire with a six-figure salary and probably go back to work for the administration and get a second salary, you know, like they all do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for me, the scandal is there just in, even though it's a stupid thing so far, for me, it just speaks volumes about the Obama administration and the lack of transparency. For a president who said he would have the most transparent administration ever, this guy is the biggest liar on the planet, if you ask me.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see where this, if they investigate it, where it really goes. Because I guess the way I look at it, the greatest minds within the IRS are probably auditing General Electric and, some pretty other large elements. I'm going to bet that the lowest level employees are the ones who process standard paperwork for $25,000 nonprofits.
Right.
Okay, this is not. Something that takes the highest intellectualism and the best accountants and tax lawyers within the IRS to work on.
Right.
This is one of those remedial functions that has the lowest level of employees hired through the standard government hiring practice, which frankly, you know, I'm going to guess that these people are just buffoons.
Yeah. Well,
the problem with buffoons, you have buffoons in government. Okay, you either hire better people and change your standards, or you better watch the buffoons, because if you leave them alone, you know what happens in a cage of monkeys.
Right, right. Well, and I saw an article the other day that said like 70% of IRS personnel contribute, or their donations are contributed to the Democratic Party. Well, the Democratic Party kind of likes the proliferation of government, so their jobs are more secure. I understand that. So it could be. It might be that just, you know, a bunch of these morons decided they were going to target the Tea Party because they didn't like them. But I don't think so. My belief is that it goes up the chain of command probably pretty high because, you know what, with senators like Franken, Schumer, and even Max Baucus complaining 2 years ago about Tea Party groups getting nonprofit status, you know, maybe it just falls back that they thought they were doing what they were told. You can be as generous as you want.
What I see is their complaints 2 years ago were valid, and when they looked into it, obviously the management of the IRS found out there was something goofy going on, and they ordered it to be stopped immediately. The problem was is that they didn't go back to the people and ask the questions and said, yes, this is what we found. We needed to put a stop to it immediately. It's taken a long time for that to come out. And that shows that the IRS top management was trying at least to stall on making that public. And the idea that they had to stage a planted question at a press interview to put that on the table is a little bit alarming.
Right, right. John, we're going to continue this conversation. I don't know if you can stick around or not. If you can, I'd love you to.
I'm going to have to roll, but okay. I sure appreciate it. I hate to miss the Benghazi.
Oh, I wanted to get you in on that,
too.
All right, we'll get you again.
Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, John. Take care.
Bye.
All right, we'll see you on the other side.
Wham!
Talk 1600.
Hey, my blood brothers of freedom. This is Ted Nugent.
Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse.
God bless Ann Arbor and Wham Radio. I started doing interviews on Wham Radio around 1966. I celebrate and promote the God-given individual right as guaranteed in the U.S. Constitution, the Bill of Rights, for us to defend ourselves, to keep and bear arms. And just to make sure everyone understands what we the people understand, keep can only mean one thing. That's it's mine and you can't have it.
Wham!
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. A devastating scene at the site of Friday's train collision in Connecticut.
Tons of metal tossed around like toy things. Insides of the cars are shattered.
Senator Richard Blumenthal has walked the site of the crash, which hurt more than 70 people, saying he feels fortunate there were not even more injuries. An NTSB GO team is on the scene.
DOT has already ordered the equipment necessary to remove the cars. They're going to have to be picked up, put on flatbeds, moved to another location.
Connecticut Governor Dan Malloy. And a lot of plans are being made ahead of the second largest jackpot drawing in the nation's history.
Big trip or shopping spree or something.
I would like to take care of the homeless.
I take care of my kids, take care of my church.
Odds of walking away with the $600 million, though, is 1 in 175.2 million. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Don't miss Theron's Saturday Night Rockin' Rhythm Review. Your fingers will be popping. It all kicks off at 4 p.m. with a special Saturday Night edition of the Bone Conduction Music Show.
I came to rock, baby. I don't know about you.
Then, from 6 to 8, it's Eddie's Caravan with Fast Eddie.
Sharing with you music I love.
At 8 o'clock, we explore America's roots with Radio John D's Greasy Skillet.
Sit back and relax while we hit those wagon ruts.
Then, Johnny Danger invites you to go cruising with the best oldies from 10 to midnight.
We've got the mix going tonight on the Cruisin' Show.
Dan Martin takes you across the pond for the best of the UK on London Calling at midnight.
The Stones and their 1963 rendition of the Lennon-McCartney track, I Wanna Be Your Man.
Followed by Del Villarreal's Rockabilly Fest, Go Cat Go, from 2 to 4.
Your friend of mine, Mr. Rockin' Lloyd Tripp and his band, the Zip Guns. I am DJ Del Villarreal.
It all starts Saturday afternoon at 4 on the musical side of Wham. No matter where you are in the world, whether you have a radio or not, you can listen to Wham Talk 1600. All you need is a computer or even a smartphone. Just go to whamradio.com and click on the Listen Live link. See the latest updates to whamradio.com and be sure to listen live. From Trenton, New Jersey to Monterey, California, Toledo to Ishpeming, Wham Talk 1600 is there, online and streaming live. WhamRadio.com. You're listening to The Drift on Wham Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Saturday afternoon. Good to be back and glad to have you aboard. We're talking about the IRS scandal. Hopefully get to some other scandals that are brewing in the Obama administration. But, you know, part of what bothers me, I guess, with this is the fact that obviously the IRS is doing things badly, doing things wrong, maybe doing things even criminal, and yet IRS executives get bonuses. Now, normally if you get a bonus, that means you did something good, that you exceeded expectations, that you did something above and beyond what you were supposed to do. And these IRS executives got bonuses. Lois Lerner, the senior executive in charge of the IRS Tax Exemption Department and the federal employee at the center of this exploding scandal, was given over $42,000 in bonuses between 2009 and 2011. Now, that's like a salary for somebody. $42,000 for mismanaging. That's a bonus for mismanagement. You know, you would think the federal government would give people a bonus if they managed to save money or find some more efficiencies like they would in the private sector. But no, you can run as inefficiently and as unethically and illegally possibly as you can, and you still get a bonus. Or let me put my conspiracy hat on. Maybe they were given the bonuses because they were doing those things. Maybe they got bonuses because they were targeting tea parties. I'd like to know who approved these. I mean, it's outrageous. Here's another thing that bothers me about the IRS scandal. Sarah Hall Ingram, the IRS executive in charge of the tax-exempt division in 2010, when it began targeting conservative Tea Party area, groups, evangelical and pro-Israeli groups, got more than $100,000 in bonuses between 2009 and 2012. Now, why would she get bonuses if she's possibly breaking the law? Once again, she's being rewarded for bad behavior. And again, this continually happens with the Obama administration. We're rewarding bad behavior. What has become of America? If you're not outraged, you must be almost dead. If you're not paying attention to this, you should be. You need to be going to the websites. You need to be educating yourself. Because you know what? We voted for these fools in 2008. We voted them in again in 2012. And then you wonder why this is happening. Well, it's because we lost our focus. The 3 million people that voted for McCain but didn't vote for Romney, are you happy with your decision now? Are you glad you did what you did? Are you glad you allowed Obama to walk back in to unethically run our federal government? Bonuses for these people and their bad behavior. Now, what makes it worse, Sarah Hall Ingram isn't in charge of that anymore. But you know what she is in charge of? She's in charge of the IRS department that will handle the implementation of Obamacare. The IRS will be looking at people who don't have health insurance and penalize them. So you think this woman is the right woman? As far as Obama's concerned, she is indeed the right woman for the job. And you haven't seen anything really come up yet. They'll probably protect her. They'll probably try to keep her quiet, just like they do with those surviving people from Benghazi that we have not really been hearing about until just recently. You should be outraged. I want to hear your opinion. 734-822-1600. Feel free to call in or email me, gary@thedailydrift.com. Our sponsor this half hour is The Current Newspaper. Now accepting space for advertising for the month of June. We sell out every month. 734-323-0777, Sam Iaquinto. Sam can hook you up with all the advertising information you need. And you can also go online at currentonline.com. We now deliver to 32,000 homes, drop off another 3,000. If you want to get the most bang for your buck out of your print media budget for advertising, contact The Current. We get tons of people looking at it online. We mail these out for free to people, and you're paying literally just a couple of cents per household to get your message, business message, into them. So it's a great conservative newspaper. We have grown it from 5,000 in 2007 to 35,000 this year, and still hope to grow a little bit more. So grow your business like we have grown ours. 734-323-0777. That's Sam Iaquinto. He can take your calls and get you a spot in the June newspaper. So check it out. And again, you can go to currentonline.com, currantonline.com. So that's just one. The IRS scandal breaking is just one of them. When we were talking about bonuses, $92 million in total for the IRS. I mean, there must be some really clever people at the IRS to be getting $92 million. I want to move on, though, and get away to some of the other scandals. I want to talk Benghazi a little bit. And, you know, Hillary Clinton seems to be walking away scot-free yet again. And I wasn't even going to go to Benghazi today, but John brought it up, so we're going to go there. Now, John's another one that feels it's really not that big a scandal, that we're kind of wasting our time when we've been through that. Well, I don't believe that. You know, those whistleblowers that testified last week brought out this information. The Obama administration this week released another 100 pages of emails, and they're still kind of hiding behind it. And again, the conspiracy guy in me is like, is the IRS scandal just breaking to help cover up the Benghazi scandal? I mean, for me, it's, again, outrage after outrage after outrage coming from the Obama administration. And we go back to Fast and Furious, still not dead, still coming out. And there's some more we're going to get into, but I want to play. Was I able to get that, Derek? Did I have the track for... No, I don't think I did. We're going to skip that one. But Eric Holder lashed out this week at Congressman Issa. Do I have that on there, Derek? I don't think I do. I was up late last night trying to get the show ready. We had to work today as well. So, but he got tired of being pummeled by Congressman Issa over Fast and Furious because we're still trying to get information out of the Obama administration on that one, and we're unable to do so. So, you know, how many scandals can we have, and why are not more people jacked up about this? I mean, you're still not seeing all of this in the news, the mainstream media. You'll see it on Fox. You'll hear it here on this station. You'll hear it on other conservative stations. But you're not seeing it really in the mainstream media. Here's another one that'll bother you a little bit. The Department of Homeland Security is keeping the Boston bombers' immigration records secret. Now, you tell me, why would you need to keep Boston bombers' immigration records secret? They rejected the media's request for the immigration records, likely because they contain information that could further embarrass the government. You think? We're going to get into this after we take a break. We'll see you on the other side.
I'm Gary Wellings, Chief Editor of The Current. To succeed in today's business environment, your business needs to be seen by as many customers as possible. The Current newspaper serves Washtenaw, Oakland, and Livingston counties. Advertising in The Current newspaper is the best way to get your money's worth out of your print media budget. The Current has grown to 6 times its size since 2007 because we have a unique venue for local content, common sense opinion, and your business message. Getting your business message into thousands of homes for mere pennies apiece is the best way to do that. And your ad is also seen online for free. Call Sam Iaquinto at 734-323-0777. That's 734-323-0777. Or go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com. Grow your business in print and online with The Current newspaper.
Hello, Wham! Listeners. I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Join me Saturdays at 3 p.m. We'll circumnavigate the world of art with lively interviews with renowned artists, collectors, dealers, museum directors and curators, writers, actors, musicians, and philanthropists. Close to home or far afield, we'll visit museums, galleries, and historic sites. We'll explore the lives of famous artists and their times, discuss current trends in art, architecture, design, and antiques collecting, as well as ways to grow and protect a collection. But the main component is you and what you can take from the show to enhance the creativity of your life. Speaking of Art is one of the great conversations in your week, lively and full of relevance. So nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Saturday at 3 on Wham! Talk 1600. Speaking of art, it's about civilization, yours.
The UPS Store is your one-stop shop for printing, copying, binding, and laminating. No job is too big or too small. Let owner Gail Berry handle your document needs while you take care of business. She stocks a variety of papers and can professionally finish your documents. Print brochures, business cards, flyers, menus, banners, and more. The UPS Store, Joy Road and Morton Taylor in Canton, 734-455-1313.
This is Theron saying visit my Tea Party Patriot pal Gail at the UPS Store.
Bayron here reminding you to join me for the coolest music to be had in America today. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Hey, my neighbor's dog told me to do this show, and I'd advise you to dial in. We play a lot of cool music that you just can't get anyplace else. Check out the weak singing rock, hip-shaking soul music, and the industrial strength rhythm and blues. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Theron for the rockinest show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
How do you like that music, Derek? And I'm sure Linda never expected Tupac used as bumper music at this radio station, of all things. But it's certainly apropos for today's show, or for the Obama administration anyways. So we were talking about the Department of Homeland Security. Here's another scandal. This one probably won't make the news either, but it should. The Department of Homeland Security is not releasing immigration records for the Boston bombers. Now, in a rejection letter to Judicial Watch, the senior director of FOIA operations, that's Freedom of Information Act, at the Department of Homeland Security writes that he has determined that the records are part of an open and ongoing law enforcement investigation. Accordingly, those documents are being withheld, he says. He didn't elaborate on how the release of the terrorist civil immigration records could possibly interfere with a criminal probe, especially in the case of the dead brother. The guy's dead. I mean, how much damage to his case do we really have to worry about? But it's one of those things, you know, here again, no transparency, anything but transparency. Boston bombing. Now, I was talking before we got into that one about your wonderful Attorney General, Eric Holder, and we do have that audio clip of him kind of fighting back a little bit with Daryl Lisa. Let's roll that because I want to hear this is our Attorney General and how he acts. Let's hear this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Attorney General, our investigators have seen 34 of the 35 admitted emails that violate the Federal Records Act. They have only seen the to and from. They have not seen the deliberative contents, and they have not seen the remainder of the 1,200 emails. Mr. Cummings, my ranking member, joined in a letter requesting that we have the full contents pursuant to our subpoena of all 1,200. Will you make them available to the committee based on our bipartisan request?
I will certainly look at the request. It's not something that I have personally been involved in, but I'll look at the request and try to be as responsive as we can. I'm sure there must have been a good reason why only the to and from parts were provided.
Yes, you didn't want us to see the details. Mr. Attorney General,
no,
in
no,
knowing the to and from,
what typically do.
Knowing
no,
the two
I'm
and
not going to stop talking now.
You
characterize something as something.
Mr. Chairman, would you inform the witness as to the rules of this committee?
That is inappropriate and is too consistent with the way in which you conduct yourself as a member of Congress. It's unacceptable and it's shameful.
The gentleman has the time, and the gentleman may ask the questions that he deems appropriate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, so instead of answering the questions, he gets up. You know what? Methinks he doth protest too much. You know, just answer the questions. How about release the emails? So you give the emails and you give the to and the from. You don't give the body of the email. What good is that? This is fast and furious. How many years have we been dealing with this scandal? And still no answers. The Obama administration is going to go down in history as the administration that never answered any questions. Why should they? They didn't have to answer where he was born or give a birth certificate either. Does that make me a birther? Yes, go ahead. Call me a birther. But that besides the point. They don't answer questions. They hide. There is no transparency there. Answer the questions. Release the 1,200 emails. He finally releases 35 of them, and it's to and from. It's not the body. I can understand where Congressman Issa would be mad. And even Elijah Cummings, who does everything to protect the president and his administration, also said, give us the emails. It's all we want. All right, we'll move on. Now, you may remember the National Labor Relations Board had to have a couple of appointments, and Barack Hussein Obama went ahead and appointed them during another recess. And there really wasn't a recess at the time because there were still a couple of senators on the floor hanging out doing – they didn't want to go into recess because they knew this is what Obama would do. But he went ahead and made those. Well, a federal appeals court has ruled that a recess appointment to the National Labor Relations Board was unconstitutional in a decision echoing a January case that cast doubt on the legitimacy of the agency's actions. Okay, so once again, unconstitutional. And yet you don't hear about this in the mainstream media. Would you see this on ABC News? No, they just kind of ignore it. Let's just keep talking about IRS. Let's maybe touch on Benghazi. But that's outrageous. He went ahead and appointed people to the National Labor Relations Board. Why? Because they were super liberal, because they were big union lovers. And we put up with this kind of stuff. Here's another one that you may not have known about, and you probably certainly won't hear. Now, you can get, again, all these stories at thedailydrift.com. I look for these stories that you're not going to see. I look for them and put them in one site where you can link to them and get that information at your leisure. Go to www.thedailydrift.com, or you can Facebook me. If you're not Facebook friend with me, you should be. Go to Facebook, look up Gary Wellings. I think there's three of us in the world, but I'm the easiest one to find. And friend me. I'll be happy to friend you, and you can look at all the good stuff that I put online there, and it gives you all the links and access back to the Daily Drift as well. So Facebook me, go online, check me out, send me emails, send me comments and messages. I'm almost thinking of doing Twitter, Derek. Do you Twitter? No, you don't Twitter. It seems like a lot of work. I don't know that I want to be Twittering all day long what I'm doing or that I'm reading an article. What's the point? So I don't want to go Twitter. Does that make me old-fashioned? I guess. Yeah. All right. Well, anyways, GOP lawmakers liken EPA info tactics to IRS targeting of the Tea Party. So you know the IRS was asking the craziest of things from these conservative Tea Party groups. You know, what do you say in your prayers for the religious groups? What books are you reading and talking about in these Tea Party groups? Just crazy information that really has no relevance whatsoever. Well, lo and behold, the EPA is doing the same thing. In a letter to Acting EPA Administrator Bob Persiacespi, I'm hoping I'm pronouncing that right, on Friday, four Republicans accused the agency of routinely waiving fees for environmental groups who seek documents under the Freedom of Information Act, but make conservative think tanks and state and local governments pay full price. Well, again, that's discriminatory. Whatever happened to being equal in this country? I mean, just because I'm a conservative, I should have to pay money and fees. But if I'm a liberal, I don't have to pay those fees. That's not right. It's frankly, it's illegal. It's discrimination of the worst order. But it's, again, the hallmark of the Barack Hussein Obama administration. We see this over and over and over again. The EPA has also been making it harder for conservative groups to get permission to do things versus environmental groups. Again, one set of rules for everybody else. And I've said this a million times. For Democrats, it's like one set of rules for us, but everyone else has to play by a different set of rules. And that's why I could not be a Democrat. That's why I can't support most Democrats. I'm not saying all of them. There are probably a few good ones around. I can't think of one off the top of my head. Jack Kennedy, maybe? Don't know him well enough. Wasn't around while I was a child. But, you know, the old Democratic Party is gone. Your father's Democratic Party is gone. These people running the Democratic Party now are not your father's Democratic Party. They're socialists in Democrat clothing. They're communists in Democratic clothing. Let's talk about nuclear while we have a few minutes left here. Barack Hussein Obama has been looking to reduce our nuclear stockpile. Obama to announce major U.S. nuclear force cuts soon. This is the lightning round, Eric. That's why I'm running through these. He's set to announce a new round of strategic nuclear warhead reductions in the near future as part of a disarmament agenda that could reduce U.S. strategic warheads to as few as 1,000 weapons. The next round of U.S. and Russian arms talks would follow Obama's expected announcements that the United States' arsenal of strategic warheads can be reduced unilaterally. The key word there, unilateral, to around that 1,000 mark. This is part of the Pentagon's long-delayed nuclear posture review that Obama was going to sign earlier this year but has not as of yet. So, once again, we're letting our pants down. Iran's trying to get the bomb. North Korea has the bomb and is trying to put it on a missile. The Russians are building more and more missiles. The Chinese, building more and more missiles. Now, Chinese, if you haven't been paying attention, you need to pay attention. Go to the drift. Every time there's another increase in military spending in China, they're putting a new nuclear aircraft carrier on the seas. They're coming up with new aircraft-killing missiles that can take our ships out. And yet, we're disarming. Yeah, it's hard to believe. It's hard to accept that this is all just a coincidence anymore. What is it about the United States that we have to be smaller under the Obama administration? Why do we have to be weaker under the Obama administration? Why do we have to sacrifice more and more as Americans? It's not like we're bad people. Our views, our lifestyle, they're not bad for the most part. We're good things. We promote good things. We promote a chicken in every pot. We promote freedom of religion. You can't go practice in Egypt as a Christian. You can't go to Saudi Arabia and build a Catholic church. That's not going to happen, folks. But here in America, go ahead, build another mosque. As a matter of fact, why don't you build a mosque right at Target Ground Zero there in New York, where Muslims blew up the World Trade Center? How hospitable can we be as a country? The things that we represent, the things that are the United States, are good. And we have to stop beating ourselves up over it. Just because we have nicer cars, more food, better homes than most of the world, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. And yet the Obama administration thinks, no, 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 we can't have that. We can't be stronger than anybody else. It drives me absolutely insane to know that we elected twice now a man who feels that way. And finally, I think, let's talk about Obamacare. Because the House, U.S. House of Representatives, Congress, voted for the third time to repeal Obamacare. Yay. I'd give you a round of applause if I could. Thanks to all those Republicans, and I think two Democrats joined them to repeal Obamacare. Now, it's never going to go anywhere because you can't get it past the Senate. Harry Reid won't even bring it to the table, let alone allow a vote on it. This is the 37th time the House has voted to either repeal or defund at least part of the bill. The total party line vote, mostly, 229 to 195. The two Democrats were Jim Matheson of Utah and Mike McIntyre of North Carolina. Did I say earlier we had a couple of good Democrats? Well, there you go. Those two good ones. Well, until next week, go to thedailydrift.com. Stay abreast, stay informed, stay current on what's happening in the world. And remember to go Facebook me. Be my friend. Go to The Daily Drift. We'll see you next week.